From the KERA newsroom, I'm Justin Martin. In a few minutes, our One Crisis Away project looks at the costs of being a gang member long after leaving the gang. We'll start tonight with the latest news from McKinney. Corporal Eric Casebolt resigned today. A white police officer was seen slamming a black teenage girl to the ground in a video that went viral last weekend. The city's police chief, Greg Conley, told reporters late this afternoon that Casebolt's actions were indefensible.
He came into the call out of control, and as the video shows, was out of control during the incident. I had 12 officers on the scene, and 11 of them performed according to their training.
Those officers were called to the Craig Ranch subdivision on Friday evening after a pool party got out of hand. On Tuesday, KERA's One Crisis Away initiative examines life on the financial edge. Today, the costs of life after being a gang member. While violence is usually the big concern with gangs, as Courtney Collins explains, financial hardship is often a consequence, too.
When Juan Velasquez decided to join the 15th Street Gang in Fort Worth, his thinking was simple. He'd immigrated to North Texas from Mexico a few years back and wanted to fit in with his cousins. He was in fifth grade when he was initiated.
5-6 people get around you and then they beat you up for a certain amount of seconds and you fight back, and until those seconds are over, then you prove that your heart is with them.
Once he joined, everything changed. He was only allowed to wear black and gray, and his free time was spoken for.
I was no longer doing little kid things. I was no longer playing around. It was more of, we got to make sure nobody's in our neighborhood trying to take over our place, or nobody's tagging on our fences and stuff like that, which was not something 11-year-olds should be doing.
By the end of middle school, Juan had already gotten busted with marijuana and was ready for a change. He started going to the Boys and Girls Club at night, a program called Coming Up. He could play pool or basketball, talk to mentors, get tutoring. The program's open to young people 13 to 24. The only requirement? You have to be involved with a gang.
They just need someone who loves them unconditionally, no matter what happens. If you go to jail, I love you. If you come out of jail, I'm gonna love you.
Melvin Carter helps run Coming Up. The city of Fort Worth started the program in 1995, and the Boys and Girls Club operates it. A big component is job training. Carter says they focus on high-demand positions like certified nursing assistants and forklift operators. Finding that kind of a job isn't easy for gang members. There's often a criminal record to fight past, and Sherry Hudson, case manager for Coming Up, says even something as simple as a tattoo can derail a job search.
If you have tattoos that are showing and you go to a job interview, you have no idea what that person is going to think. And if public image is important, you're probably not going to get hired. And the tattoo, the thing is that it may not even be a gang-affiliated tattoo, but the potential employer doesn't know that.
The program has its own solution to the tattoo problem. Contract out and get them removed.
Especially the guys who've been incarcerated, who have tattoos on their face. Like I tell them, the only place you can get employed is at a tattoo shop with that on your face.
Coming Up takes an interesting approach to gang membership. You're not forced to leave. That might actually be more dangerous than staying in.
When you try to change your life or you're doing something positive, the neighborhood looks at you in a different light. And sometimes they give you that pass that says, you know, okay, this kid is trying to move forward and do something positive. Let's let him have a pass.
Juan Velasquez got that pass. He doesn't consider himself a member of 15th Street anymore. He's 25 now and works as a welder. He likes it and the money is good. When he was an active gang member, holding on to cash was tough.
There's your drugs, your beer, your friends that need money for some sort of reason, people that get caught up and need money on books or bail money, funerals.
A financial obligation no young person should have to worry about. Courtney Collins, KERA News.
In South Dallas today, Amazon announced it's opening up a fourth North Texas fulfillment center near Interstates 20 and 45. Amazon will add 1,500 jobs in all, many of them at the new 500,000-square-foot building. The new site will take care of small items such as books, electronics, and consumer goods. Today on Think, Chris Boyd explored the gut-wrenching decision one family had to make. Concert pianist Mona Golubek's mother, Lisa, was an Austrian Jew who escaped the Nazis aboard the Kinder transport to London. Her parents chose Lisa for the trip ahead of her two sisters because of Lisa's musical talent. Chris Boyd talked to Golubek about her lifelong mission to make sure that talent wasn't wasted.
When I was a little girl and my mother taught me the piano and told me this story and put me to sleep at night, she kept telling me this story. So in a way, I had no choice. It branded my heart, in a way. It set my destiny. It set my path in life. And the dream that she had to become a concert pianist was cut short. So in a way, I fulfilled that dream. I became the concert pianist, but I did more. Just as she kept her promise to her mother and fulfilled the dream and became a pianist, so I keep a promise and I go out on that stage to pay tribute to her life, to those beautiful people in England that saved her life, and to every mother and father who had the courage to save their child by saying goodbye.
Mona Golobek tells her mother's story in her book, The Children of Williston Lane. She performs tomorrow night at the Wiley Theater in Dallas. Think re-airs tonight at 9, or you can listen to the podcast at kera.org/think. A surprise rain shower this afternoon in North Texas brought back memories of a drenching May. Rainfall set records, and the flooding was deadly and destructive. We put together the 7 things you should know about the May rain and floods at keranews.org. And this evening, you can expect mostly clear skies, low around 75. Tomorrow should be sunny with a high near 95, and tomorrow night mostly clear with a low near 75. It's currently 86 degrees in Dallas, 91 in Fort Worth, 86 in Tyler, and 95 in Wichita Falls. From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Justin Martin.